So, God says, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And then he goes on to say, this is my name forever. This is what you will call me from generation to generation. That means up to today, any child of Abraham, either genetically or by faith, because the New Testament calls us that we are the children of Abraham by faith, needs to address God in those terms. It then therefore means it matters who you worship. There are people who claim that all gods, everybody who worship, whether you are Muslim, whether you are a Luya, whether you are a Kikuyu, whichever God you worship, whichever way you worship him, you are worshiping one God. God seems to say, oh no, I'm unique. I am the Lord. And when you try to address me, you must address me as a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Of course, in the New Testament, you also call him the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's important that you make up your mind whether you really want to worship these other gods whom you believe are the same as Jehovah, or address yourself to Jehovah directly. And if you really want help, not from the God of Kirinyaga, but from God who is the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you had better address him properly. Now, the moment you address him correctly, then it means you worship him according to the Bible. Because the Bible is the one that tells you how to worship him. Then it will please him.